Okay, Mishnah Tess. The Mishnah opens up by saying, Ki Yotzebo, like what we had in the previous Mishnah, similar to what we had in the previous Mishnah. Well, what do we have similar to the previous Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, we discussed if you have a mixture of Tevel and non-Tevel, right? If you have a mixture of Tevel, which is obviously Asrati, Tevel is, of course, grain or produce that has not had chumas or maisers taken off from it yet, and that could be a dough also. The dough that you make before you take off challah is called tevel. So if you have a mixture of tevel dough and non-tevel dough, so we said that the tevel is not batel, it's not meaningless in halacha, it makes the entire dough aser, and you have to account for that tevel that's mixed in. So the Mishnah says, Kiyotzibel, so similarly, Zeisei Masik, the olives that are Masik. Now what that means is, what's Zeisei Masik? The olives of Masik. So there are three terms that we use for harvesting of different produce in Mishnayos very often, or in Chas. The standard ones are Kitzira, which is the harvesting of wheat. You have Bitzira, which is the harvesting of grapes. Or you have Masika, which is the harvesting of olives. So Zeisei Masik is just the way of saying the olives of the standard harvest. And why do we care about the olives of the standard harvest? That means the olives, the general harvested olives, are tevel, right? Because once you harvest, that's the gemar malacha, once you pick them off the tree. And so those are going to be chayv in maisers, which means that before you take them off, they have a status of tevel. So if you have Zeisei Masik, the olives, the general harvest olives, shinis arvu im Zeisei Nikuf, that got mixed together with the olives that are the Nikuf olives. Now what are the Nikuf olives? So when you have an olive tree that you are harvesting, if the owner of the tree leaves over, he forgets maybe some olives at the top, or he just decides not to get them down. However it is that they were left on the tree, those are called the Zeisei Kuf. They are left for the aniyim, they're left for the poor people to knock them down from the tree. That's the way that they access those olives. They might hit the tree with sticks in order to get the olives to fall down. Nikuf is from a lashon of nokef. Nokef is to hit. Or to smack. So if you have, now why is that important? That's important because, as we've discussed for other matnas anim, when you have things that go, to the ani is putter. Those things are putter from maisers, right? You don't have to take off maisers from those things. So what that would mean is that as far as we're concerned, zeisei nikuf do not have a status of tevel. So zeisei masik, the general harvest olives, are tevel. Zeisei Nikuf are non-tevel olives. So if you have a mixture of tevel olives with non-tevel olives, or in Vebatzir, you have the olives of, you have the grapes of the general harvest, which means that they are chayiv in maisers. That means that they have a status of tevel. And those grapes, are mixed together in Inve Olelos, are mixed together with grapes, Olelos grapes. Now, Olelos grapes are also like these maybe underdeveloped or improperly developed grapes that are left on the vines for the poor. So which means that, again, if they are left for the poor, that means that they are put there for maisers, which means that they do not have a status of tevel. So you have a mixture of either tevel olives with non-tevel olives, or tevel grapes with non-tevel grapes. So what's the halacha? What do you do when you have a mixture of tevel and non-tevel? So just like in the previous Mishnah, you have to account for the tevel, because tevel is not batel when we're dealing with a case of min bimino, when it's two things that are the same. So it's grapes and grapes and olives and olives. So what do you do? If this fellow has supplies from some other place, he has other olives that have to have chumas and maaser separated from them, or he has other grapes that have to have chumas and maaser separated from them. In other words, he has grapes or olives that are also tevel. What he does is, when he's going to separate from those grapes and those olives, mostly the vicheshman, he should take off as per the calculation. In other words, he should account for, when he's taking off tevel from those, he should account for the little bit of tevel that's mixed in, or the whatever amount of tevel it is that's mixed in with the general harvested olives or the general harvested grapes. The imel lav, and if not, if he doesn't have another supply of olives or of grapes, motzi chuma uchumas meiser lekol, he should take off chuma and chumas meiser for everything. What does that mean? What that means is that if you have this great big mixture of olives, and some of the olives are tevel and some of them are non-tevel, and you can't distinguish between them, and they're all mixed in together, so you have to take off chuma, accounting for the entire mixture. What does the Mishnah mean when it says chuma without qualifying it? Chuma stam, without qualifying, without any specification, the Mishnah refers to chuma gadol. It's the very first chuma that you take off to give to the kohen. That's Truma Gedola. Truma's Meiser, well, as we've discussed in the past, is that when you after you take off Truma Gedola to give to the Kohen, you take off a little bit, you give to the Kohen, you take off Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is the first tenth that you take off from your produce to put it aside for the Levi. Now, that Meiser Rishon that's taken off to give it to the Levi, you have to take off Truma's Meiser. That's the Truma that is taken off from the Levi's portion. And a little bit of that Truma, a little bit of that Meiser Rishon has to go to the Kohen. The Truma that's taken off from Meiser Rishon is called Truma's Meiser. So you would have to take off Truma from the entire thing to account for the entire mixture, and you'd have to take off Truma's Meiser to account for the entire mixture, and they would have to go entirely to the Kohen. The entire package of Truma would have to go to the Kohen, and the entire package of Truma's Meiser would have to go to the Kohen. And again, why are you taking off the entire thing? Because the mixture we view as entirely tevel. When you have even a little bit of tevel mixed in, if it's a case of min bimino, where you have two like things, so you have grapes, tevel grapes, and non-tevel grapes, or tevel olives and non-tevel olives, and they're all mixed in together, the olives with the olives, the grapes with the grapes, so the tevel is not batel. It makes the entire thing, the entire mixture, viewed as entirely tevel. The Hashar, now the other things, the other Maisers, so for example, Maiser, and whenever the Mishnah says Maiser without specifying, generally it means Maiser Rishon, the very first Maiser that you take off to give to the Levi, Maiser Sheni, and that is the second Maiser, and that's of course the second tenth that you take off that you're supposed to go and bring to Yerushalayim to eat there. And by the way, also Maiser Ani, the tenth that you take off to give to the Ani, we've discussed the difference between Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani. They alternate which years you take them off in a Shemitah year cycle. Either way, for the other things, you take off Lefi Cheshvan, as per the calculation. Now, what does that mean? What that actually means, you are going to separate, when you have this great big mixture of, let's say, olives, and there's some Tevel olives and there's some non-Tevel olives in there. So you're supposed to be accounting for the Tevel. Now, when you separate Truma, you separate Truma accounting for the entire mixture. When you take off Maiser Rishon, you are going to separate a tenth from the entire mixture. But when you take off Maiser Rishon, or when you take off Maiser Sheni for that matter, you take off accounting for the entire mixture, but the amount that you have to actually give to the Levi for Maiser Rishon is only going to be as per the amount of Tevel that's actually mixed in there. But when you give to the Truma, you don't have to give Truma corresponding limited to the amount of tevel that's mixed in. You have to give the amount of truma to account for the entire thing. Same thing for Truma's Meiser, to account for the entire thing. So when it comes to the Meisers, you don't have to give the amount to the Levi or take to Yerushalayim the amount of Meiser that would correspond to the entire mixture. It just have to be the amount that corresponds to the amount of tevel that's in there. Okay, so just to summarize very briefly what we had in this Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses a similar case to the previous Mishnah, in that we are discussing a mixture of tevel and non-tevel produce that are mixed together. When you have a mixture of tevel and non-tevel produce, what do you do? For the olives, for the grapes, what do you do? So we said is, if you have another supplies of tevel grapes or of tevel olives, just separate from that pile, and when you're separating, account for the little bit of, or whatever amount of tevel is mixed into this mixture. If you don't have another supplies, then we said it depends if we're dealing with the trumas or if we're dealing with the maestras. If we're dealing with, when it comes to Truma and Truma's Meiser, you'd have to separate Truma and Truma's Meiser, accounting for the entire mixture, viewing the entire mixture as though it's Tevel. And you have to give the entire package of Truma and Truma's Meiser to the Kohen. But when we're dealing with Meisers, like Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Ani, then you're going to separate accounting for the entire pile. But the package that you deliver is going to be the Fi Cheshbon. So you only have to give the amount of Meiser Rishon that corresponds to the amount of Tevel that got mixed in. And same thing for Meiser Sheni, the amount of Meiser Sheni you'd have to take to Yerushalayim would have to be just the amount that corresponds to the tevel that was mixed in. Okay.